Well, on May 13th at 7:30 p.m., for one night only, Southern Ontario Lyric Opera presents Verdi's masterpiece opera La Traviata. This fully staged production with a cast of exciting soloists will take place at the Burlington Performing Arts Centre. Joining us this morning by phone to chat more about this special event is Solos founder, artistic director, and conductor Sabatino Vaca. Welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Nice to talk to you again.
Our pleasure. So I believe this is your first big event since COVID, so you must be getting very excited about being back and bringing world-class opera to this part of Ontario. Can you tell us a bit more about what the audiences can expect? I've seen your impressive list of performers. There's director Vincent Thomas. Thomas, good. We're wondering, will there be an orchestra along with the wonderful singers?
Yes, we will have a 40-piece orchestra in the pit.
Wow.
We've got about 35 in the chorus, and they're just so excited about the production. And as you mentioned, we haven't done a full production since fall of 2019, so it's been a long time coming. We've done concerts, but not a full production yet, so this is our first venture back, and we're super excited.
Well, welcome back. And one thing I'm wondering is, when you're casting these very demanding roles, what qualities are you looking for in your singers, especially the Traviata? It's very demanding.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the role of Violetta. And we've been very fortunate. I was working with Caroline early last year. She needed to prepare the role for a production that she was doing in Sofia, Bulgaria, at the state opera there. And as we worked, it really got me thinking, you know, maybe it's time to revisit the Traviata, because we had done it as our first main production back in 2016. And I thought, you know, it's probably about time that we do it again. It's a good draw, a great way to kind of make a comeback. I mean, things were still up in the air in terms of coming out of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I slotted it in for May of 2023, and tickets have been selling extremely well. I hope if anybody listening is still interested in attending, that they do order their tickets, because I think we might be headed for a sellout.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're doing, you're doing the entire opera. Are you cutting any segments, or are you actually doing the whole thing?
It's the full opera. We are observing most of the standard cuts.
Yes.
But it's the full three acts.
That's fantastic. And
yeah.
And did the singers, did you rehearse at the Performing Arts Center?
We've been rehearsing at a local church in Burlington.
Right.
We're there until Thursday. We move into the theater Friday for a dress rehearsal, and then the performance on Saturday.
Fantastic. That is a fabulous. The Burlington Performing Arts Center is just a fabulous mm-hmm. venue.
It's a great venue. It's very intimate. It seats about 700.
Right.
And every seat in the house is a good seat.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very intimate setting.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm sorry, how long has everybody been rehearsing this? And you were saying Vincent Thomas is the director. How long?
I started with the chorus rehearsals a good 2 months ago.
For sure, yeah.
We've been rehearsing 3 days a week. They're so excited. Some of them are doing opera for the first time. And I've just been so impressed that, you know, they took the plunge, you know, having to memorize the music. And we had them in last night for the staging rehearsals, which started yesterday.
Now, we mentioned before... Yeah, that it is fully staged, and of course we've talked about the director. Does that also mean that there'll be some sort of costumes?
We're not doing it sort of in the original settings back in the mid 1800s. It's a very contemporary. We do have some sets and costumes and props, of course. But it's Vincent has sort of placed it in the here and now.
Mm.
So it's quite contemporary, but nothing. I don't think it's anything too offensive and outlandish. She's got a really great concept for the opera, I think the audience will enjoy it.
I can see how that would be very possible to make it a modern version, actually.
Absolutely.
He's done it before. He said it in the 1920s for a production he did a number of years ago.
Right.
In the Charleston era, and it worked in that setting, but he's brought it up even more up to date.
And I'm wondering, there's the famous chorus "Libiamo," which is of course the drinking chorus. Now, in some theaters, they permit people to bring their libations. Perhaps there will be champagne in for the audience and cast members alike as everybody joins in "Libiamo."
Well, we're not taking it that far. I mean, that would be a great idea, but. Yeah, we're just keeping it on the stage.
One thing that really stands out for me and is a name I know is James Westman.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
singing the role of Giorgio. So that's interesting.
I'm so delighted that he was available and willing to join us. I mean, he's sung. It's a signature role for him.
Yeah.
He's performed it all over the world in really big opera houses, and I'm so delighted that he can join us for this.
Isn't that wonderful when you can get a singer like that, that you can just rely on and just have the pleasure? You must, as a conductor, do you take a moment when you're conducting to enjoy as well?
You know what? An opera like this, yesterday we started with the cast and the chorus with the stage. And I have to say, I enjoyed every moment. It just comes to life. It comes off the page.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a conductor, you're studying it alone. Looking at these notes on the page. But it's so great when you get the chance to make it come alive. And with a great composer like Verdi, I mean, that marriage between the text and the music.
Yes,
that's what sets them apart.
Mm-hmm. And how about? Sorry. How about the orchestra? I mean, does your orchestra often play opera?
They're getting used to it. We've been trying to use a lot of the same local players that we have been since we started in 2015, and they're really developing an ear and a passion for opera. They're really listening to the singers.
Great.
Trying to breathe with them, and they've been doing just great. I mean, a lot of them, didn't have much opera experience, and there is a bit of a difference between operatic players and symphonic players.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. They really do accompany, don't they?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Some symphonic players, they unfortunately don't always appreciate the art form.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some great concerts where they're on stage with the performers. They really feel like they're part of the action,
mm-hmm.
and in the pit as well. I mean, they've really adapted, and it's been a growing and learning experience for all of us, myself included.
Well, Sabatino, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today, especially when you're busy and right in the middle of rehearsals and whatnot. All the best, and I hope you have a lot of fun. And we look forward to seeing it and to enjoying your production.
In bocca al lupo, sì?
Yep.
Grazie, crepa al lupo.
Thank you very much. Gracias.
Dean, I just want to thank you again. You sang with us a few years ago in one of our concerts, and it was such a fun time.
It was a fun time. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were terrific, Sabatino. You were so lovely to the singers. Some conductors cannot be, but I must say it was an absolute pleasure working with you.
Absolutely. Thanks. Likewise.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 We've been speaking with founder and artistic director of the Southern Ontario Lyric Opera, Sabatino Vacca. They are doing La Traviata by Verdi this Saturday, May 13th at 7:30 at the Burlington Performing Arts Centre. For tickets, go to burlingtonpac.ca.